WCQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is K04JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I hope that most of you that participated in Field Day had a good Field Day. We'd like to remind everybody that the West Cars Ham Fest 2025 is coming up July 26th. That's in Waynesville, North Carolina. So put that on your calendar for West Cars Ham Fest on July 26th. Mentioning is there's a special event station that begins tomorrow, which is the annual 13 Colonies special event. It goes from July 1st to July 7th, and the objective is to try to log all 13 colonies. If you do, they send you a plaque. So just Google 13 Colonies Special Event 2025 for more information. Roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Tonight we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins, then we'll check with EchoLink before we go to the RF section. Starting off with our pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KC4PLT, that's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia, KF4CKT, John in Honeyapath, South Carolina, KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia, AA4GH, that's Gus in Newland, North Carolina, and NC9V, that's Leon in Hendersonville. To welcome KE4DXJ, that's Wendy in Hendersonville, then K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, then W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville, and KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, along with Linda, KG4QLQ. To welcome KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley, then KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock, W4SBX, Brad in Simpsonville. Then last on the list is KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson, South Carolina. All right, so let's check in with EchoLink. EchoLink stations only. Call KO4JKB.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KN4RJN as John and Brown Summit. We have you down for some comments. And I see another EchoLink station in there, but that's ready. Let's see. Well, let's head on to the RF section. Tonight is Monday, so we're looking at Echo Through Hotel. At the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KV? Not sure. No, I used to be in the first one to check in the Echo Through Hotel group, but I'll give you a check-in here. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Duncan. No traffic, no comments tonight. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
JKV. Duncan, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina, and we'll be negative, negative night, Duncan. thanks for being here, and have a good 4th of July.
Word, JKV. And all on that, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4, HKX. That's Patrick, the home of Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight, Duncan. Thanks for calling on that, sir.
Number 4, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC. That's Warren and Taylor's. Negative and negative tonight.
Or JKV. Please log Kilo Oscar 4, golf uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, golf uniform November. Nelson. In Greenville and right to Spartanburg, again. Negative and negative, over.
Station, let's see, you're a little light coming through my speaker there. I think I got a KO4, and I think it was a Jim. Give me your call and name a couple times for me.
Little Romeo 4, let's go Tango with you. KR4,
Campbell Bella. Might need help with that. I got a Kilo Romeo 4, and I got Campobello. I think I get it this time. And if you want to give it another try, and maybe someone else is listening out there, see if you can get them on reverse. So go ahead and give us another try from Campobello.
HTW.
HTW?
Got the first three letters.
Okay, let's see. That was a big group right there. My hand is worn out. Let's see. We'd like to welcome AK4HR, that's Mike in Simpsonville, one of our net controllers. Then KC4EZN, that's Harry in Candler, North Carolina. AO4HKX, that's Patrick in Penrose, he's one of our net controllers. Then we'd like to welcome N4HHC, that is Warren and Taylor's. Then KO4GUN Nelson, Mobile, Greenville, en route to Spartanburg. And give me just a second here. I got a KR4HTW, and I don't think that that's the right call because it didn't pop up on my QRZ. Can anybody relay the station? Gentlemen, in down there in Campobello, give it another try so I can try to hear you.
KR4 Echo Tango Whiskey. KR4 Echo Tango Whiskey.
Chuck. That time. Whatever you did that last time made it right in. So we'd like to welcome, let's see, KR4 Echo Tango Whiskey. That's Jim down, Chuck, down there in Campobello. Thanks for hanging with me, but I knew we'd get you in there. See, any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, call KO4 JKV.
Sorry, Duncan, in Gerald Yard.
04 JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Looks like we got everybody in that group. No problem at all, Tom. It was just hard to hear, but thanks for trying to relay that info. All right, let's go to India through Lima. I through L, call KO4 JKV.
JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
JKV, please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net, Duncan. Hope you and your family are well. Traffic, no comment.
JKV. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec, KK4, JBQ. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo, KC4, MFK. We make our home in Greer. Just marking this in and out, if you would, please. Everybody, have a good night. 73.
Echo 4, JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4, JFO. That's James in Tuxedo. Thanks for checking in tonight, James. Then we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Sid. And Sid just got finished calling the net up on the Bear Wallow Mountain repeater in Hendersonville, just outside of Hendersonville, North Carolina. And I know a lot of y'all down there could get that repeater. So every Monday night at 8 p.m., and the frequency is 146640 with a tone of 91.5. Anybody wants to dabble in 6 meters, he also runs a 6-meter net. That's every Friday at 9 p.m. And that is 53.130 with a tone of 100. And it's just a net for anybody that's interested in trying 6 meters. So give that a shot. But thanks for checking in tonight, Sid. Welcome Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. They're down there in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Larry. Let's see, any other stations? India through Lima, call KO4JKV. We got everybody in that group for now, so let's go to Mike through Papa, M through P, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Red. We're both in Piedmont. Both be negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Control. Please check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central. Gonna be negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Lorena, KK4ONO, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey. They're down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they'd like to check in their daughter Michelle, KM4 Mike Oscar Quebec. Thanks for getting everybody checked in tonight. And we'd like to also welcome K4AFT, that's Michael down there in Central. Thanks for checking in tonight. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, call KO4JKB.
KO4JKB, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4JKB in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4PXB. That's Lloyd down there in Simpsonville. Glad to get you in the log tonight. Hope you're doing well. All right, let's move on to Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Call KO4JKB.
KO4JKB. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. I think I got my call right. Sorry about that. My name is Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4JKV. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QOG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
JKV. And this is W4SBX, Whiskey 4, Sugar Bravo X-ray, Brad in Simpsonville. I think I checked in on the pre-net, but I wasn't sure if I was going to be awake. Back to work tomorrow. So anyway, 73s, and thanks for running the net, Duncan.
Before JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome N0TR. That is Tom and Greer. Good to hear you again tonight, Tom, and no worries whatsoever. And then KO4QLG, that is Chris and Liberty. Good to hear you tonight, Chris. And then Brad, W4SBX, down there in Simpsonville, chiming in. And I did get you on the pre-net check-in, so no problem at all with that. And let's see. Yeah, I think we're caught up for now. So let's go. Let's do one more call. Come back through Tango. Call KO4JKV. So we'll go on to Uniform through Zulu. U through Z. Call KO4JKV.
JKV. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg and Greer. Negative and negative.
K4 UBD, Kilo 4, Uniform, Bravo Delta. Thanks for calling the net.
JKV. Duncan, please check in. Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome KO4WTQ. That's Greg down there in Greer. Good to get you in the log tonight, Greg. We'd like to welcome K4UBD, but I didn't get a name and location. And if you could come back for that real quick, we'll get you checked in.
So sorry, Duncan. This is Jan from Traveler's Rest.
Jan, got you in the log all the way from TR. So, right, K4UBD. So thanks for checking in tonight, Jan. Next, we'd like to welcome WB4ZPH. That's David down there in Taylor's. Thanks for checking in tonight. All right, let's go to the top of the alphabet. That is Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KO4JKV or Net Control.
JKV. Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo. KR4ACR, Terry in Moore, South Carolina. Negative and negative. Good evening.
JKV. Tim, thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
JKV.
Again, please check in. KR4DOI, that's Kilo Romeo 4 Delta Oscar India. My name's Clark. I am mobile tonight. Actually just hopped on I-85 from 153 in Powdersville on my way home from work. I'll be negative and negative, and 73 to everybody.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KR4ACR. That's Terry down there in Moore. Good to hear you tonight, Terry. Then we'd like to welcome KI4DOS. That's Gary. And he's one of our net controllers, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. They're down there in Easley. Good to get you in the log tonight, Gary. Next, we'd like to welcome KR4DOI. That is Clark, mobile down there around 85. Great signal, and drive carefully down there. All right, let's open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Call KO4JKB.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 India Papa Bravo, KO4IPB. This is Paul over in Greenville. Be negative, negative. Wishing everybody a great night tonight.
Good evening.
Please check in KC4SKD, Larry, KG4AHS, Rhonda, both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. And also by telephone relay, N9TEC, Randall, in Asheville, and KF, Charlie. Goose Creek. Good evening, everybody on the frequency, KC4SKD.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome W4DJW. That's Dave, our net control manager down there in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Dave. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4IPB. That's Paul down there in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight. Then we'd like to welcome our friend Larry, KC4SKD, along with his wife Rhonda, KG4AHS. They're down there in Easley. And by telephone relay, Larry would like to check in Randall, N9TEC, up here in Asheville. And also Charlie in Goose Creek. And Charlie's call sign is KF4GGF. So thanks for getting everybody checked in tonight, Larry. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Both here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
KJKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome K4XB, that's Tommy, in Southern Greenville County. And he would like to bring along Angela, KQ4TBD. Thanks for getting everybody checked in tonight. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. And Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4, EEE, Greg, in Hendersonville, and I am negative and negative tonight.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KR4, Echo, Echo, Echo. That's Greg in Hendersonville. Good to hear you tonight, Greg. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV or net control. KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And I did hear a station try to check in. I think I heard you say, I hope you can hear me on HT. That's all I got, though. You're just kind of breaking the squelch on the repeater in and out. But if you have your HT and move it so you hear the repeater the best, that'd be probably the best place to transmit from that position. Let's see. Give it another try. See if we can get you in. Let's see. We'll give you another try. Close the formal portion of the net. We'll get a rag chew going. And that station that tried to check in, we'll give you another opportunity here in a little bit. That way you can kind of listen to your radio and see where you can move it to where it sounds the best. And then that'd be the best way to try to check in. All right, this is KO4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops between rag chews for extra check-in. So, but tonight we have one on the stump. That is John, KN4RJN, over there in Brown's Summit. How you doing tonight, John? Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. I'm doing good, Duncan. How about you, and how did field day go?
I did field day from home. It was really hot, and I figured, I don't know if I want to go through all that. All year, I thought I was going to do it, get outside at least. But so I just made some contacts here, not too much, maybe like 20, 25, 23, something like that. But it was good. Did you do anything?
Or just going, things got in the way. You know how that goes. But based on Space Weather Woman's predictions, I just wondered if Sunday went sideways or if it stayed fairly clear.
No, it wasn't great. It was challenging, very challenging. All different. It was just fair, okay. Like maybe on 40 meters, some relatively close stations came in okay, but it'd be the point on 20 meters, it'd sound okay good, and then just drop out. the bottom would just fall out before you can complete the contact. So, yeah, not great. But yes, I did see some people posting pictures of meteorites falling down, and I was thinking that might be tied to that meteor shower you were describing on Friday morning. But back to you.
It is KN4RGN. Nah, it's probably the sun doing its thing, but in any event, as far as the sun is concerned, over the next 3 days, we've got about a 25% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout. And greater than that, only about a 5% chance. But based on what Space Weather Woman is saying, it might be a little noisy, mild to moderate noise for the rest of the week. I'll keep an eye on that. Other than that, other meteor showers coming up. If you missed the last one, there's one coming up here in July, the Southern Delta Aquarids. It will max out on July 31st. And they say your best chances are to go out around 11 p.m. on the 30th. The radiant will be rising higher as dawn approaches. And the radiant itself will be towards the southeast for much of the story, even the north-northeast, south-southwest, for meteors to appear. And unfortunately, these are kind of faint, and they're of medium speed, but they're kind of faint. The moon will be in its first quarter, but that shouldn't bother us too much based on where that's going to be. So it is worth noting that this shower has been known to produce fireballs even before the maximum date. So it will actually be active July 12th through August 23rd. So if you miss the maximum, keep looking. You might catch a fireball or two. Other than that, sir, let me get over here and hit the button. Back to you.
JN, this is KO4JKB in the Blue Ridge TV Internet. Well, that sounds good. I'm always in the mood for some fireball, so that's something to look forward to coming up at the end of July there. So I got down, I guess the peak would be 11 p.m. the 30th, that area, moving forward into the 31st, but good stuff. Usually I don't have anything interesting to talk about, but just about an hour before the net started, it was a giant mama bear and three baby bears right in my driveway. I about walked right on top of them. Freaked me out, but cute little bears. Over.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, they're cute when they're little. You just don't want to meet their mother. But, yeah, I was up late the other night, and my security camera out there tells me when it sees something, and it bleeped and said, somebody's in the driveway. And I thought, what? Who's in my driveway at this hour? And I popped on the camera onto my phone, and there were two big deer just kind of grazing around the driveway there, walking around and like they own the place. And I thought, okay, that explains that. Usually it tells me that when if it's raining hard, the camera thinks it sees something. And then the other one I had was, I'm sitting on the couch in the middle of the day, and it tells me that there's somebody at the doorbell. And I thought, huh? What? Who's at the doorbell? And I pull up the camera, and it's a bug, a big old wasp, and you could see him come flying in and land right on the camera. So, my cameras get a little confused sometimes. But, yeah, I've had deer grazing in my driveway. There's grass growing in the cracks, and I keep trying to spray it to kill it, but I, for whatever reason, they come up and they start nibbling on it. I'm using a vinegar salt soap solutions. I'm not using any harsh chemicals. I don't know if they like the taste of vinegar or the salt or what, but they're nibbling on the grass and in the cracks in the sidewalk. So who knows? I don't know. Anyway, I lost my mouth. There we go. Anyway, back to you, sir.
That's a good idea, having the cameras send you notifications of something's happening in the middle of the night. But yeah, in case you get woken up by just a random animal, it'd be like, oh, ruin my sleep for that. But no, I'm going to look into that. Sounds good. At least you have a recording of everything. But that's about all I have. What was the name of that meteor shower at the end of July? It was called the Southern Delta or something?
This is KN4RJN. The Southern Delta Aquarids. They're named after the constellation that the radiant appears to be coming from. So it's the Aquarius constellation. It's the Southern Delta Aquarius. Come on, mouse, do your thing here. Heck.
KV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It sounded like you were looking for something, and then I got disconnected there, but wanted to make sure you got everything. What else you got for us?
This is CAN4RGN. Yeah, well, I told you before, I rearranged my computer and things, and then since then my mouse is acting a little silly. And because I got both screens hooked into the same computer, if I try to use the space bar to transmit, it just rolls my other screen down, so I have to use the mouse. And I got a gun cleaner that I needed to clean my gun. Got tired of laying out paper towels and trying to keep stuff off the desk. So I found out this mat, which is just kind of a foam rubber thing, is a great big huge mouse pad, and it works great. So, but I don't know what it is with my mouse, but I keep losing my cursor, and then I'm moving around. And I try to get the button to end transmission or start transmission. So that's what I was looking for. I was trying to hit that button. But that's all I've got, sir. I will back on out of here and say 73s. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
All right, John, that sounds good. And, yeah, we talked about the wireless mice last time. And, I know that sometimes when I transmit on HF radio, it completely knocks my mouse out of the loop. I have to restart my computer. And someone told me to use it. Tolroids to fix that, but I haven't done that. But anyway, from you, John. Let's see, 7-3 to you. So we're going to break with KN4RJN. This is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And I see that we have an EchoLink station. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Med Control, this is KQ4WHN. Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November. Apologies to everyone on the net. I was trying to be lazy and use an HT from downstairs, and the little hole that I live in just does not let that HT be successful, particularly when the summer is on and the leaves in the trees are thick. But my name is Mark. I'm in Greer. I'll be negative and negative, but did want to check in and say hi to everybody.
Mark, no problem at all. Just glad to get you in the log there. So we'd like to welcome KQ4WHN. That's Mark down there in Greer. It's one of our net controllers. Always good to hear from you. And I should have recognized your call sign when I saw it up there. But anyway, thanks again for checking in. And let's see. Let's check with the RF section. Anyone and anywhere, Alpha through Zulu, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call Net Control.
Hello? Duncan, please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie, N4 DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
4 JKV, KC4 EZN for recheck, Duncan. Just wanted to let everybody know the Map Pisco repeater 146.760. Negative offset and no tone is now working. It still has some problem, but it is functional. Not sure what the problem is, but there's a little bit of noise on it, and sometimes when if you do, I'm going to say you kerchunk it, which we don't do, but if you go in and say you're testing, squelch tail seems to last a long, long time, but you can talk over it. Again, it looks down into South Carolina. It's one up on Pisgah, and Randy Reynolds has got it back working again and still got some more work to do it, but it's about a 2.5-mile hike to get into that thing now since Channel 13 is not up there anymore. Their whatever you call it, funicular thing, doesn't work, or it's not allowed to work. It was never permitted. But anyway, just want to let everybody know that repeater is back up there, and I guess what I would say is encourage folks, start using it again. I know I chatted this morning with a gentleman who's working in the cradle of forestry, spends his summer there.
You know, he can't hit our repeater here. He can hit yours, but he listens to the Pisgah repeater a lot. So, again, if you get a chance, give it a try, and that may encourage some folks to get back up there and clear up whatever other problems they've got. But that repeater has not really been functional for the last 2 or 3 years. And it is a little bit of a logistical hassle to get up there. But anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Duncan, and thanks. So, KO4JKV, KC4EZN.
Thanks for that information, and I'll definitely use it. I have noticed over the past few years that it's kind of noisy, and I wasn't really sure about what's going on with it. But now we got a nice formal report there, so thanks again. So we'll say 73 to Harry, so we'll break with KC4EZN. This is KO4JKB in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Still taking check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KO4JKB.
So, sorry, I couldn't remember your call. Kilo, Delta 4, Hotel Echo Yankee. That's KD4HEY. Jim? In Anderson, I'm negative and negative.
Before JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome KD4HEY. That's Jim down there in Anderson. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Jim. All right, have I missed anybody else for comments or check-ins? If so, call KO4JKV.
Please check in. In Anderson, negative and negative. I tried to get in earlier, but I don't think you caught me. 73 to everyone on the net.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, I did get you. I just forgot to read your call sign back, Jerry. But thanks for checking in with me. We'd like to welcome Jerry and 4DJC down there in Anderson. Great signal tonight, and good to get you in the log. And let's see here. Then we got Mark checked in, so I think we're caught up there. Let's see, one last call for check-ins. Call KO4JKB. I think that about does it. Wraps up this Monday night net for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And let's see, tomorrow night your net controller will be KQ4WHN. And that's Mark. And he'd appreciate it if you check in with him. And let's see. Okay, thanks everybody for checking in tonight, and have a happy 4th of July. Hope you get to take the day off, hopefully. I don't know if I am or not. It's kind of up in the air, but all right, stand by for my net report. KO4JKV now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 is in good night. This is KO4JKV clear.